Are you looking for a simple, easy, yet healthy and delicious recipe for a cool fall afternoon? Well, we've got you covered this morning as Gia and her team share a recipe for green pea mingle.
We also have a special guest on today's episode and much more to keep you motivated throughout your day. Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, we're delighted to be starting our Monday morning with you. We're so thrilled that you have chosen to start your week off with the hope of Jesus.
Yes, friends. And did you know that today is National Community Service Day? And as the name implies, it's a day to celebrate working together to help our communities.
So, what can you do to help out in your community today? It could be something as simple as cleaning up a local park or beach, you know, helping out at a food bank, or reading a book to seniors.
It's a great way to serve the community or make a plan for a day later this week when you'll be able to do so.
That's right. And while you're out doing good, don't forget to share the love and hope found in Jesus alone. And that's what our program is all about. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1922, British archaeologist Howard Carter discovered the first step to King Tutankhamun's tomb in Egypt's Valley of the Kings. Though little was known about the young pharaoh, Carter was determined to find his tomb. After years of searching, he succeeded, uncovering four intact chambers that had been sealed for over 3,000 years. Thousands of artifacts were found and are now preserved in the Cairo Museum.
You know, friends, you and I have this thrilling treasure-finding experience as well. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. You know, how does this relate to us today, you might ask? Well, we have heard the stories of people leaving their careers and even their families behind in hopes of finding, well, some great treasure or gold that will make them rich and change their lives. So God desires it to be with us. He desires that we would so desire the riches of heaven, that we would set aside all considerations that might interfere with our relationship with Him. He longs to fill us with His love, His peace, His joy, and ultimately to live forever in heaven where there will be no more tears, no more pain, no more sickness, no more death. So friends, is that your desire today? We are sure that the more you experience Jesus, the more you will long for that heavenly treasure He has for each one of us.
Amen. That is so true. Well, this morning, friends, it is now time for Green Pea Mingle as Gia and her team are back in the kitchen.
Today, we are making the Green Pea Mingle, and it's from the Revive Cookbook. I suggest you look at that cookbook. It's awesome. The recipes are great, and they're easy. And if your kids don't like greens like silver beet, spinach, and peas, they will love this recipe. Olive had it last night. Did you like it?
No.
You didn't? Oh, you just said you did. Okay, it's true. She didn't actually like it. But my son Moses, he actually ate the whole thing. And you said you didn't like this one, but you liked that one. Is that right? So let's try it, okay? So I added just a tablespoon of olive oil. And this is 3 cups of silver beet. But I don't put it all in together because you need to let it wilt a little bit. So we'll go slowly with that. But first, garlic. It calls for 2 cloves, but add as much as you want. I'm going to add lots. I'm going to add maybe 3 cloves. 3. I'm going to add 3 to this one because you love the garlic in it. I know. Oh, my son loved it. And everyone else in the family loved it. Okay, so cook the garlic. We'll put the peas in. Do you want to give them to me? Okay, you can collect them and I'll put that in there. You collect the rest. And it's so simple. It's only a few ingredients, and then you just throw it all into a pan and cook it, fry it off. So we'll add a little bit of salt, maybe just 1/4 teaspoon. You can salt it according to the taste, so you can taste it, and if you want more salt, add it. If you don't, don't have to. Put some more of the silver beet, let it wilt. Once it wilts down, then you add the rest to it.
And wilt.
Oh, I've lost some peas. Now, there is another ingredient you put in this, and it's a tablespoon of honey. And if you don't want to use honey, we actually have a really good recipe for date paste on our website. I sometimes use date paste. If I've got some, I don't today, so I'm just going to use a little bit of a honey just to give it a bit of a sweetness. And I think that's probably why the kids love it so much, because it's sweet and a bit of salt, a bit of garlic. And you only need to cook it until it's just warmed through, so it doesn't need to be overcooked. So you want it to look green still and flavoursome. Ah, sorry, I stole it. There you go. Are you going to help me in the end and put this on top? So you hold those. That's okay, I'll put it on top. Olive's having fun with the sesame seeds. Yay! I'm losing it. That's okay. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Ooh! Ow-wee! That burnt my fingers. Ouch, never do that. Okay, so it's done. Well, you've messed up the plate, so I'm going to grab another plate. And we are going to put some in there. It's not that hot anymore. Yay! So I let it cook for about 5 minutes. Just like I said, enough to heat it through. Oh, it looks awesome. I could smell the garlic. It's awesome. And we are going to throw, we made a big mess. Yay, I love making messes in the kitchen. Yep, let's do that. Let me do this thing. Oh, and just some toasted sesame seeds on top. And there you have it, a nice side dish for your table. You've got people over to add to your meal. Enjoy.
Is there a simple way to reduce our risk of chronic diseases? Well, indeed there is. Our friends from Livit are back this morning to share the secret.
Ever crave a juicy steak or tender serving of filet mignon? Well, you may be better off craving something other than red meat.
A team of researchers at Loma Linda University Health have been investigating lifestyle and health for nearly 60 years in what's known as the Adventist Health Studies. What they've found is those who eat a vegetarian diet have a lower risk for chronic diseases, which ultimately translates into longer, healthier living.
In our study, the vegetarians compared to the non-vegetarians do have a lower risk of chronic disease, a lower risk of high blood pressure, a lower risk of high cholesterol, a lower risk of diabetes, they're less obese, and a lower risk of dying from heart disease ultimately.
The researchers recently discovered that vegetarians are 22% less likely to develop colorectal cancers, the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States.
So how can you start eating a vegetarian diet and experience the lifestyle benefits? If giving up meat entirely is too much, why not reconsider how often you eat meat? For example, try eating only fish or eat other meats only once a week to experience similar health benefits associated with a vegetarian lifestyle. The second tip is to eat fewer refined foods like sugar, desserts, snack foods, and fast food meals.
Instead, we should eat more whole grains and natural foods like fruits, vegetables, legumes, and nuts.
The closer you get to some kind of natural state, growing your own garden, shopping at a local farmer's market, that can be very helpful.
If you commit to following these tips, you can enjoy the benefits of lowering your risk for chronic disease and living 6 to 9 years longer.
There's your tip for the day on how you can live healthier longer.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more or rewatch any segment. And search for us on YouTube to subscribe to our channel and keep up with us.
We have to take a quick break now, friends, but when we return, we'll have music. And later on today's program, we will have a special guest joining us.
Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. You know, we pray our program will be a lovely way to start your week.
It's now time for music as we turn our hearts in worship toward God and remember His amazing love and faithfulness. When we return, we have a special guest joining us this morning. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. Thank you for staying with us. As promised, this morning we have a special guest joining us. Pooya Fanai is a pastor who recently graduated with his Master of Divinity and is part of our Hope Channel family. Enjoy his words this morning.
Hello, friend. Thank you so much for joining me today as we talk about life and how to start our day with hope. I want to start with a question. Have you ever tried writing your diaries, journaling your experiences every day? Well, if you haven't, I hope that our time together today will convince you to start journaling. My grandfather was a man who loved to journal every single day. Ever since I was a child, I remember my grandfather journaling every day and keeping his diaries year after year. Recently, I had the privilege of going back to my grandfather's home all the way in Myanmar, and I went into my grandfather's old closet and I found many of his diaries. So I picked up a number of them and brought them home with me to the United States. Today, I have one of his diaries that I want to show you. So this diary of my grandfather is from 2006. And as I read through his diary every now and then, I am finding it so interesting that my grandfather journaled every day detailing very simple, mundane things of life. For example, you know, as I opened one of his journals, diaries here, he wrote, "I woke up well, and I was able to take a shower. I was able to drink water, and in the evening, I was able to have a good meal. I'm very thankful for this, friend." Very simple, mundane activities that he did. He recorded them every single day, and I have a bunch of his diaries that I find it so interesting to look back on. And as I read through my grandfather's journal and diary from time to time, it got me thinking, why did my grandfather love to write his diary so much? And it dawned on me that, you see, there are actually so many benefits about reflecting on our days every day as we conclude in the evening and starting the next day afresh. So today, let's look at a Bible verse from the book of Lamentation and reflect upon this concept of starting every day afresh. I want you to turn with me to Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. And the Bible says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." You see, friends, according to the Bible, God's mercies are renewed every single day. So there is something about reflecting on our day at the evening and getting prepared for the next day with the hope that the next morning, God's mercies are going to be renewed. So I have personally tried writing my diaries and journals every night. Sometimes I forget to do it, but I still try. And I have found it to be so helpful for myself as I conclude in the evening my days and my activities throughout the entire day. I'm able to write down my experiences and moments of joy and moments of difficulties. And I am able to give thanks to God at the end of the day because I'm able to recount, oh, wait a minute, in the morning, God was there with me at that moment. I almost forgot, but now I get to write this down. And on days that I find it to be so difficult, I also get to journal them in my diary. And with prayers, I come to God and I say, "God, I had a bad day today, but I'm just going to write it down and I'm going to try to go to sleep with the hope that tomorrow morning, your mercies are going to be new for me again, because you promise in your word that your mercies are new every morning because his faithfulness is great toward us." So, dear friend, if you are having a bad day, or if you woke up today with a bad mood or a bad experience from the previous day, I want to encourage you to journal them and to try to bring to God your experiences through writing them down. And maybe it might help you to think through the bigger picture and find reasons to be thankful for amidst your difficulties and your challenges. So according to this text that we just read in Lamentation 3, verse 22, it says that through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because of his compassions. You see, if it were not for the compassions of God, we would not be alive. The fact that we're still alive tells us that God is giving us second chances, opportunity to start fresh again. You may be carrying a burden, a weight of guilt and sin, or maybe shame from your past experiences. But the good news, friends, is that it is because of God's grace that you woke up today. It is because of God's goodness towards you that you woke up today. It means that God is giving you a new opportunity to start today. You see, if we count how many seconds God gives to us every day, we know that it's 86,400 seconds every day. Imagine if someone were to deposit into our bank accounts $86,400 every single day, and you have to spend that money throughout that day, and then imagine that the next day you're going to receive another $86,400 into your bank account. But imagine that you cannot carry over that money to the next day. Now, God may not directly pour into our bank account $86,400. But you know what God does? Every day, He gives to us 86,400 seconds. It's like we are able to start afresh every day. It's like a blank page every day. It's like a new page on our diaries where we get to write our stories with God. God is allowing us to start fresh every day. So my question for you, my friend, today is, how are you going to live your day today? Are you going to continue to carry the burdens from yesterday? Are you going to allow the pain of yesterday to influence your day today? My encouragement for you is that you will reflect on God's goodness and spend your day today wisely. And in the evening, I want to invite you to try to start journaling. Maybe you might find reasons to be thankful for as you journal through your day and your experiences. I believe that you would find many, many reasons to give thanks to God for. And maybe if you are having a bad day, you can journal them and you can leave it in the hands of God. And go to sleep tonight with the thought, with the promise from His Word, that every day God renews His mercy towards us. You are going to have a second chance tomorrow. So my friend, let's live today with that hope that God gives us a new day every day. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Puya. That was a true blessing.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope today and staying with us. If you would like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning. Jesus 101 will be here to share a morning devotional thought. We'll have a dedicated prayer session, and the incredible journey will take us on a journey through the wonders of outer space.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought, you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, friends, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's Bible promise comes from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28.
It says, "Those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf."
I love that promise. You know, the Lord is faithful. You know, in a world where money and material things seem to often take precedence, well, God reminds us that it is our relationship with Him that really counts. And as we follow His ways in righteousness, He promises we'll be like a leaf that thrives and a green leaf that just blossoms. And it's a beautiful illustration of a life in Him. You know, what a beautiful promise.
Amen. Yes, it is. Friend, we hope that you were blessed by today's program. May Jesus go with you today.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today we're so thankful that we've been truly blessed with content that has revived us. We pray that we would be like that green leaf that just blossoms and thrives in the abundant life that you have given us today. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.